time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Principal Jared Hardy from Carbon High School, and we're going to discuss all the goings-on with the senior class as we get close to the end of the school year with graduation, checkout day, all of those things. If you're still looking for tickets, there are some still available, and we're going to tell you how you can get to that. And if you can't get to it, we're also going to tell you how you can live stream and watch the event at home or on your smartphone, however you want to access that. Principal Hardy, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into it. First, you know, when we started the conversation, I kind of asked you, are you ready for this year to be over? And it's probably, I would say, as an administrator or even as a school teacher, the end of the year is always kind of bittersweet.
It is. It's bittersweet, and it comes before you know it. You look up and you're like, wow, it's May already. Where'd the time go? And now I don't have enough time to finish everything up before the end of the year. But it's a whirlwind, but it is fun to see the students get their make their progress throughout the year, and they get to that ending point and all the things they've accomplished throughout the year.
And so that will all accumulate and culminate, with the graduation ceremony, which this year is going to be on the 25th, which is technically, I guess, the day before the last day of school. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
So it'll be the 25th. It's going to be out on the football field. What time does it start?
6 p.m.
Okay, so we've got that, but we've got a few things that we've got to take care of before we can get there. You were telling me that May 18th is actually the last day of classwork for seniors. Is that right? And so that'll be the last day they have to be there and go to class and those kinds of things.
Correct, yeah. The 18th will be our last swan song for our seniors. We'll end the day with we do an awards assembly for the seniors where they can get scholarships if they've earned scholarships. They get awarded those, and we do some school awards, and that's how we'll end their time with us here in the building that day.
And that's on the 18th. And then on the 20th, there's no school, but that's the day they need to come back and do really the checkout to make sure that all the boxes are checked for them to be able to leave Carbon High School. So what kind of things are they going to go over during that checkout on the 20th?
So on the 20th, it's a professional development day, so the teachers and staff are here working, but no students. But the seniors can come in, turn in their Chromebooks, make sure all their outstanding fees are paid, and then pick up their graduate. Once all that is checked off, they can pick up their graduation tickets, and they'll be good to go for graduation the next week.
And we're talking about graduation tickets. This year, tickets are going to be, it seems like tickets are always at a premium when it comes time for graduation. And this year is no different. So how many tickets is each senior going to get? And then if they need more, how do they go about doing that?
So each graduate will receive five tickets. And then if they need to request more, we have a form that's open on our website. We have a page on our website with all this graduation information you can go to read through. But they can request up 1 to 2 additional tickets on that site, and that will be open as long as we still have extra tickets available.
As long as there's tickets available, you can get in there and sign up for that. So it's not going to be like a lottery. If you put your name in, your name's going to have to get drawn to get tickets. You're going to close it when all the tickets are gone. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then the other thing that you've always got to worry about when you're outdoors is what's going to happen if you have to move it inside.
Yeah, so if we have inclement weather and we have to bring graduation into the auditorium, the tickets the students receive, two of them will be a different color, and they'll say on it, priority tickets. And so if we have to move into the auditorium due to that number of graduates we have, which is awesome, we have quite a big, large class graduating this year, they'll have two priority tickets, and the two that get those two tickets will be the ones that would be able to come into the auditorium to watch in person.
But if you don't get, if you have other people with you that wanted to be a part of the graduation, fear not, because this is going to be live streamed. And how do they get to that, and where can they find that?
Yeah, so it'll be live streamed. We'll have a link on our website the day of graduation, and we'll make sure we put it front and center at the top where it's easy to see, and they'll be able to click on that and watch from anywhere.
So that's another great thing. Another great thing about technology is you can take care of people, and you know, if they can't make it, which is another great thing, say somebody can't make it, they live out of town, and they can't get here for the graduation, it's going to be available to them anyway right there on the live stream. Principal Hardy, thank you once again for taking the time out to talk to us all about this today. We really appreciate it, and I would guess that if people have questions, they can always get them answered just by calling up to the high school, and somebody will take care of them, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. We have our graduation information on our website. There's just a link there that anybody can go and find. And also they can contact Mrs. Baker, our librarian. She's our graduation coordinator, and she can answer any question through email or phone call or whatever's needed.
All right. Once again, Principal Hardy, thank you so much. Congratulations on another school year down, and it won't be long. We'll be talking about coming back for next year. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.